Oh, so the second half of Tosis. Tosis asks the kasha. Ve'im toima. Name of the in safek motzi midei vaday. The ha'omer kula sheli yesh lo bevaday chetzi va'omer chetzi sheli. Safek im yesh lo baklum. Kedah amrinan beperek achoilet. Safek ve'yavim shabau lachnoi benichsei saba. You have a safek and a yavim. They come to be mechalek in the nichsei saba. Safek ha'ma ana bar misne. Yeah, Anna. I'm the son of the dead guy. The Isli Palga. The Yava Mama, Anna at Brody D. The Lace Lechavaloi Midi. Have a Yavam Vadai, the Suffolk Suffolk, the Ain Suffolk Motzi Midi Vadai. Okay, so what happens over there? We basically have a Yavam, and now a Suffolk Ben. Is he a Suffolk Ben of the Yavam, or is he a Suffolk Ben of the dead brother? Right, and the point is that if the Yavam, the grandfather has died, the Yavam for sure is a Yoyrish. He's for sure a Yoyrish, right? Because his father. Right? So this Suffolk, he's a Suffolk whether he's a Yoyrish now of the Saba, or is he a Yoyrish of the Yavam? Right? Yeah, we don't know. He's basically a Suffolk Ben Tishal Larishan Ben Tishal Larishan or Shivalach. Right? That's the Shai over there. Okay? So now, what does the Gemara say over there? The Gemara says, Ain Suffolk Moitzi Midei Vadai. And what happens? That the Yavam that's a Vadai, he gets all of the Yerusha. He gets all of the Yerusha. Now, let's just be clear over here. For those of you that saw the Gemara, or even Tosfos over here, he says, the one saying, I'm a bar mitzvah, and I'm a, you know, you're my son. Yeah. Now, just let's be clear over here. This is a drora de mamona, right? This is not a suffix that's based on their tainas, right? The kid is a suffix. He's a suffix. We don't know who this kid, whose son this kid is, right? We don't know who he is, right? Yeah? So now, and that makes him a suffix Yorish. So when it says he's saying, I'm the, I'm bar misna, he's saying that's my claim to the money. I'm saying, you're such, I'm bar misna. So now, here we have a klal of ain't suffering motzi midei vadai. And the din is that the vadai gets everything. So Tosfos is now asking a very, very basic question. He's saying, what do I see over there? Even though the suffix ben, there's a genuine suffix over here. There's a suffix over here whether he has a right to half of the Yerusha. Now you would think that maybe based on our Mishnah, you should say that maybe the Vaday Ben should get three halakim, and this Yavam he has a suffix chus on half, right? So maybe you should get a quarter. You see, not like that in the Gemara there. You say ain suffix moitzi midei vaday. If someone has a claim vadai, to the money in question, and someone only has a suffix claim, so there's a klal of ain suffix moitzi midei vaday. There's a klal of ain suffix moitzi midei vaday. So we made a fictosis on our Mishnah Lechora. Why don't we say the same thing? Now that we have a situation where someone has admitted that the other guy owns half. Now again, this is why I wanted the Olam to see the Tosfos Rosh. Just he speaks this out a little bit more mefurish. But Bishlomo in the Reisha, yeah, in the Reisha, each one is saying Kula Shali, each one is saying Kula Shisa. But Etzem, everyone has a suffix, right? Everyone's in a matzav of suffix, right? Because this guy Ulai, it's all his, and maybe the other guy gets nothing. The other guy's saying it's all his, so maybe he doesn't get anything. Maybe they picked it up together, in which case they both get half. A matzav pur suffix, right? So now, everyone's got equal standing over here. So I understand, right? You should make a split. But over here, now, in the case of Zelmeh Kula Shili and Zelmeh Chatzi Shili, one of them was Moida that the other guy definitely owns half. That means that one of the parties over here has a Vadai claim to the money. He has a Vadai claim to the money. And the other one now is only a Suffolk. Maybe he has half, maybe they picked up together. Or maybe he picked the first guy picked the whole thing up. So one is a Vadai, one is a Suffolk. Why don't I say, Ein Suffolk Moitzi Midei Vadai? That's the Shiloh of Tosfos, right? Okay? Okay, good. Now, Tosfos answers. Let's see the answer. Tosfos. Yeshlam the Hasam Yavam Shehu Beno Shel Saba Havai Vada Yorsho Velo Yatzi Hasafek Misafek Memoina.
It's not a Vada.
What?
It's not a Vada.
What?
It's a barrel on the half, but his time is...
Well, you're asking a question until his answer.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to come to that. Very good. Yeah, okay, 1 second. Balt, right? The Yeshnama, the Hassam, Yavam, Shehu, Benoi, Shosaba, have a Vada Yorisha. He's a Vada Yorish. And the suffix shouldn't take away with his sad suffix. Avalhacha says Tosu. So that's over there by Yorish. The Yavam is a Vada Yorish, and the suffix shouldn't take away from his money. Avalhacha ain't svara mashu hu vaday chetzi of yolo b'chatzi hasheni. But over here, Einachanami, you're a vaday in half of the talis. But what bearing does that have on the other half of the talis? Frecht, everyone, right? Yeah. Palla. How do you say? Parienti. That's it. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Berosham, Rav Parienti. Right. Yeah. So why don't you say the same thing over here? Right. Yeah. Say the same thing by Yorish. I understand he's about the Yorish, but there's a tzad that there's another Yorish. So he's only a vaday in half, right? Yeah. So here by the talis, Enechanami, he's banked a half. So he's a vaday in the half. But it doesn't tell me anything about the second half. So say the same thing by the Yorish. Yes, he's a vaday Yorish, but there's a potential other Yorish. So you've banked half, right? But what does that help me with the other half? What is Tosus answering? What's the answer of Tosus? So now, the Olam, correctly, had intuitions over here. That there's a chiluk, right? There is a chiluk. It's not the same thing. It's bemet not the same thing, right? But I challenge the olam to lechadid et zeyafeh, right? So let's there's the basic way to approach this is the Rosh Hamadabram here is the Chem de Shloima. So let's just speak out what the Chem de Shloima, the Chemdad Shelomo, right? Yeah. So let's just speak out what the Rabbi said. The kash is clear. A basic question. Just pshat. Yeah. And what Tosus wants. So the Chem de Shloima here has a mahalach. He has a mahalach over here. Tosus an answer that says that just because you're half on one, it doesn't mean that you're a vaday on half. Doesn't mean you're half on the other. Say the same thing by Yorish, right? Okay, he's a vaday on half of the Yorish, but what about the other half? Now. The Chem de Shloima now wants to give a mahalach. He says, here's the chiddush. Okay, I'll just say the point that he wants, right? He says like this. He says, with a Yorish, each Yorish has a Sibba or a Koyach, right? He has a Koyach or a Sibba to be Koine the entire Yerusha, for sure. How so? Because he is a Yorish. When I'm a Yorish, I have a Koyach to be Koine the entire Yerusha. That's what I have, right? Because and I have that bevadai that you can't take away from me. I have a schus on the entire Yerusha because I'm a Yorish. Each Yorish has that. Ella what? There's another Yorish, right? In the case where there's another Yorish, so he also has a schus on the entire Yerusha, and then we split, right? Okay. Now, says the Chem de Shloima. So by Yerusha, the Yorish vadai has a sibba to be koine the entire Yerusha. Bevadai, he has that. He has that schus. Right. Now, says the Chem de Shloima, it's different for our mission. Now, I'm going to explain this. I'm going to explain this in the way that the Chem de Shloima does. Right. I'm going to go exactly with how he explains this. Now, the Chem de Shloima, the reason why is because, well, we're going to discuss this, but if you go with his seal, then what he wants becomes, in the lundus of what he wants becomes very clear. Right. Now, the Chem de Shloima builds that what is the case of our Mishnah? The Gemara later on Daf Ches, when the Sugya of Magbiya Metzila Chavera Kana Chavera explains that the case of our Mishnah is actually that each person didn't pick up the whole talis. They're holding the Karkashta, they're holding onto the Karkashta, but each one, if you look at what I'm doing over here, right? Each one without his chaver, the other half of the talis would be on the floor. Yeah? That's the case what the Mishnah says. And the other guy is picking it up, right? Yeah? Right, okay? And the Gemara learns from here, Mabiyat Sila Chaveru, Kana Chaveru. Yeah? Okay? Beseidu. Now, says the Chem de Shloima, in the case of our Mishnah, he's only actually done a kinyan on half the talis. Right? He's only done a kinyan on half the talis. So Mele says the Chem de Shloima, this is the chiluk between Yerusha and Yavam. By Yavam, he has a Sibba for the whole talis. For the whole Yerusha. By Talis, he doesn't have a Sibba for the whole Talis. He has a Sibba for half the Talis. He only has a Sibba to be koine half the Talis. Right? He doesn't have a Vadai Sibba on the other one. So now, if the other guy picked it up, and he picked it up for him, and the other guy didn't have a Das to be koine, so then he would have a Sibba on the other half as well. But we don't know that. That's not Vadai. That's not banked. Right? Yeah. The only Vadas Sibba that he has is on half the Talis, the half that he's picking up. Right. So Vimela says the Chemda Shloima. That's the difference. The difference is that he has the Yorish has a Vadai Koyach on the whole Yerusha. Masha'enken over here by Talis, because he's only making a Kinyan on half the Talis, right? And he needs the Ezer of his Chavir for the other half. So he only has a Vadai Sibba on half the Talis. Says the Chemda Shloima, a big chiddush, right? So based on this, what would be the case of Shnaim Roichmin al Gavi Behema? Or Echad Roicha ve'Echad Manhi. Echad Roicha ve'Echad Manhi. Now, the Pnei Yeshua, he brings at the beginning of the piece, the Pnei Yeshua asks on the Mishnah, why do you need the whole first case Bechlal? Just skip all the way to Shnaim Roichvin, and you'll figure everything out from there. I can extrapolate what would be back onto Talis. So now, says the Chemda Shlomo, if you what I'm telling you, I can answer this kasha. Yeah? What would be if Shnaim Roichvin al-Gabi Behem or Echad Roicha ve'Echad Manhi? There, you're not picking up half the Talis or half the Behema. The Meshicha, the Manhig, right, is a full Kinyan on the whole Behema. The Rechiva, the Roichev, right, is a full Kinyan on the whole Behema. Right? Says the Chemda Shloima, in the case of Roichev and Manhig, you will have the same case as Yevamos. Right? That means, right, what would be if Echad Roichev and Echad Manhig, and one says Chetzi Sheli and one says Kula Sheli? Says the Chemda Shloima, in that case, the din will be Ein Safek Moitzi Midei Vadai. Right? Be the same thing as the case of Yevamos. Right? Be exactly the same thing. Why? Right? Because now, the guy that, whoever it is, has done Kula Sheli, because the Rechiva, the Meshicha, is a Maisa Kid on the entire Behema, and he has a Vadai Sus on the whole Behema. And the other guy only has a Safek Sus now on the Behema. And the Din will be exactly like Tosis, Enachonami. And that's why, says the Chemda Shloima, that's the answer to the Peshaw's Kasha. Why do you need the two cases? Just speak about the last case and you can figure everything out. No. The case of Talis is very important. Because seeing as there's this dynamic by Talis that each one is only picking up half the Talis, right? Each one is picking up half the Talis. So Amela, that's where you can have the answer of Tosis, of Ein Safek Moitzi Midei Vadai. In Roichev and Manhig, that won't be true. Right? That's the Chiddush of the Chemda Shloima. And he says, but the Maaseh of the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say like me, and he mutches around with it. Right? Okay? Right? That's the Chemda Shloima. So now, Bishmak. Yeah? Okay? Bishmak a piece. So now, the Achronim all point out that Lemaisa, we can be Ma'ira on the Chemda Shloima. We can be Ma'ira on the Chemda Shloima in the following way. It's true, everything that he's saying, right? Except this last Nakuda, in terms of this last Chiddush, right? By saying that if everyone has, in the case of Roichev and Manhig, you taka have the din of Ein Safek Moitzi Midei Vadai. The Achronim want to say that's not Mukhrach. That's not Mukhrach. Why? Right? Why is that not Mukhrach? Even if, in the case of Talis, it's true that the Mishnah sets up that each one's picking up half because he wants Mabir, let's see, Achamir, Kanach, Achamir. But that's not the reason why. That's not the reason why each person that's picking up only has a Vadai Sibba on half of the Talis. Right? Why is it that that each one has a Vadai Sibba only on half the Talis by Talis? It's not just because he's picking up half. It's because there's another guy there. Now, what that means is like this. What that Achorinu mean is the following thing. Yeah. By Yerusha, the very fact that you are a Yoresh, right, you now have a Sibba to be kind of the whole thing. Yeah. But in Talis, what is the thing that's giving you your Sibba? Right. How do you get your Sibba by Yerusha? Just by the fact that the father dies and Mamela, you have a Koyach on the whole thing. You don't have to make a Kinyan. Right? Yeah. You don't have to do anything. Right. Masha'en Kein, by Talis, what is the thing that's giving you what's giving you your claim, your bilus, your schus, your sibba to be koine, right? Your schus on the Talis? It's your kinyan. The kinyan is the thing that's giving you the schus. Now, what is the lomdus of kinyan? We always, explain this, right? It's a maisa of horas bailus, hachnasa rishusai. Each kinyan is its own way of showing shlita, right, on the thing, and that's what gives you, that's what's koine. So now, let's just think about this over here. In as much as there's another guy in on your kinyan, there's another guy that's also picking up the talis, right? Yeah. In other words, what I'm saying is even if, let's say, the case of Mishnah was different, that he picked it up like this, he picked it up all the way, and it would have been a kinyan that's oiler on the whole thing. Yeah. But what's the thing that's giving him his siva to have a right to the whole talis? It's the Maisa Kinyan. In as much as there's someone else in on the kinyan, so the Hachnasa Rishus has been Mugbal, right? There's a Hagbala in his Hachnasa Rishus because there's somebody else in there, right? Right. So, but Oifen, that whatever happens, he'll only have, in as much as there's a suffix, maybe, that you picked it up together, there's someone else in on the kinyan, that's not clear. So there's always going to be a dynamic where he only has a vadai siba on half the talis. Right. It's not my time, all the achorim, this on the Chum Yishlom. So Mela, that's why the Shulchan Aruch, that's trapped in the Shulchan Aruch, but the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say this Chiddush, right, yeah? In other words, no, we're going with the Chem Shlomo, we're saying this is the Chiluk, this is the Havana between Yavam and our case. However, we want to perhaps be Ma'orah and say, perhaps not like him on this last Knej. It's not just because he's only picked up half the talis. No. There's a fundamental difference. A Yavam, because the thing that gives him his koach is the very fact that he's a Yoresh. Right? When the father dies, that gives him a koach on the whole talis. Masha'en Kane, here, the thing that is... on the talis, keep saying talis. On the Yerusha, right? On the Yerusha. Masha'en Kane by talis, the thing that is giving him his koyach on the talis, his schus to the talis, his sibah to take the talis, is the kinyan. And in as much as there's another person in on the kinyan, or potentially in on the kinyan, so you don't have a vadai sibah. That itself caps the ability of the kinyan. Because the hachnos rishusa is only on half the talis. So he only has a vadai sibah on half the talis. And maybe that's going to be the chiluk, right? That's the chiluk between Yavam and Alfi. There's another mahalach in this whole thing with Reb Chaim. It's like a chiddush in Yerusha, right? That a Yorish is called that he has a kinyan befile and the whole thing. Not for Zerum is going. Okay, but that's the basic idea. Okay, fine. Rabotai Barur, Anachna Biyachad, Anachna Basimcha. Wonderful. Now, let's backtrack. So Tosafot says that's the chiluk. Now, there's a horror question that we can ask on Tosafot. Let's go back to Tosafot's question. Tosafot has a shaila on the Mishnah. Why don't you say in suffering motzi midei vadai? So the Ritva Yeshana asks Tosafot's question, and he says, "Dvarim pshutim, why you don't say ain suffik motzi midei vadai on our Mishnah? Why?"
Who said that?
The Ritva Hayeshanim, right? Yeah, okay. The Ritva says it's dvarim pshutim. There's a major chiluk between the case of Yavam and our case. In our case, the other guy is holding on to the talis, and he's a muchzuk. The anan sahadi demadat tafis didehu. And we can't be mighty from miyadoi. Over there, by the case of Yavam, no one's muchzak on the karka. That's the whole point. The father's dying, no one has a muchzakus on the karka. We're trying to figure that out. But over here, he's holding the talis, right? And he has a muchzakus on the karka, right? So, anasad yumay the toughest didai. So now, let's build this question on Tosus Leshitasa. Tosus Leshitasa says, What's shat in Shnayim Ogzim V'Talis that we say Yachloiku? Because seeing as each one is Tofus, Anan Sahadi Demai the Tofus Haidi Day. We explained at the beginning of two Shiurim ago, right? The there's also an Anan Sahadi in our Mishnah. There's an Anan Sahadi Demai the Tofus Haidi Day, also on a quarter and three quarters. So Amela, what's your Shaila? Ain't Safek Moitzim Ide Vadai? Kulam Vadaim Po, right? Kulam Vadaim Po. Because Anan Sahadi Demai the Tofus Haidi Day. Azoizak the Ritve. Right, so Amela, what is the shaila of Tosafot Bichlal? Yeah, you hear? Right.
When you say,
oh,
you mean on half the Tosafot or the whole
Tosafot? What do you mean? No. In our case, it will be three quarters of quarter.
Well, on a quarter Tosafot.
Yeah. Because he has a tefisa. Okay.
I would say in the case of in our case, it's muksan. And so too in the case of karka, when you inherit something, you're already muksan. It may not, you may not make.
No, he's not muksan. For sure, he's not muksan. There's no way that he's muksan. Why on earth would he be muksan? We don't know who this guy is. Ata muhzak. He's hachi lo muhzak sheyesh. He's a suffek. It's a drawer of the reminder. There's no way that he's a muhzak. Why is he a muhzak on the
Muhzak, right?
What? So there you go. Yafe mod. You're helping the question. Yeah. Right. But here the suffek guy has a muhzakus on quarter of the talis. Ain suffek moitzi mide vada. Right. Okay.
That the muxdokas comes from if he were to go to Beis Din, Beis Din would have bought him half. So already now he has a muxdokas in half. But
what case are you talking
about? In the case of Tesa Shili.
Yeah.
But now that Beis Din won't give him that, he doesn't have a muxdokas.
Why? Why not? He's typhus. He's typhus.
Yeah, but he's murdered to the other guy. When he's being murdered, when he's saying Chesed, what's he saying? He's saying, if I would never have had a kinyan without you. For him to have half, on Daf Chesed, for him to have half, it has to be you picked up. So it's impossible that I got Chesed Shili with a kinyan. I just couldn't affect the other half as Hefka. It'd be Mulachal Gai Bikarka, it's not a kinyan.
Yeah.
So it has to be that you picked it up. So the fact that I'm giving you, it has to be that you picked up, and I'm a kinyan through the fact that you picked up with me. You could say he loses out.
He has a tfisa on a quarter of the talis. You're right, because he's been moided to the other half. His tfisa doesn't help him on the other half, but his tfisa on this half of the talis helps. We spoke about this, right? Yeah, he has a tfisa on half. It should have an anan sahadi, right?
But you're suffering on the
parsha. So also when you're also it's kulashili, you're suffering on the parsha. Maybe he picked it up before. Kulashili. Maybe he picked it up before. Ella what?
No,
because you're typhus.
No, because you're here. You're minded that he picked up. You're minded.
So what?
Without you owning at least half,
it can
never be mine.
We're not talking about that half. We're talking about the other half. It's a lotana, right? Yeah. So now, how do you deal with such a shayla? So now, the Birch Shmuel comes to discuss this,
right?
And he's like a classic Birch Shmuel, right? So he says that I spoke this out with the Rebbe, right? And Rav Chaim said this cryptic line, right? Yeah, which only Rav Baruch Be'er could decipher such a thing. He says Rav Baruch Be'er that no, because ain't so the Rebbe had gezot, right? That a suffek moitzi mide vaday is a din vaday. Oh, yeah. What does that mean? Yeah. So, what does it mean? Yeah. So the Rabbi at the end explains. He explains. This is your side. Now, Rabbi's side. But Edson, I want to backtrack a little bit over here, right, to understand what the Rabbi is saying. At the beginning of the Mishnah, we had this. When we were dealing with this, we had a shayla. We had a shayla over here. We asked, how can it be that the chalukah of the Mishnah is a quarter and three quarters? Right? Hooray! They're both coming being tofus to the talis, and we say the same thing. That like in the Reisha, each one is tofus. But anas ahadi the ma'ida tofus didei. Right? No. So that's the be. Each one's being tofus. So say, Anasadi, my tofus the day. How can he has a tfisa on half of the talis? So say that he should get a half. Why is it then? Because he's moited that he has a half. Detract from his muhzakus, right? Yeah, that was a question that we asked, and we explained the yisoid, Rabbi. And this is a yisoid that's built from the achronim. This is a very chashuv thing. How muhzakus is not just you're holding something. You have muhzakus. No. Muhzakus is built from the whole picture, right? Yeah, a guy comes in holding a talis, right? And we ask you, what lamata ochez etze? Because I'm a baal. You know, it's not something you don't have to go through the process of asking you. But the point is that when we see, when it's clear to the Beis Din that ata ochez etze b'toris baal, so it's that whole picture together that gives you. It's not just the dry tfisa that gives you a muchzakus. It's a tfisa that's b'toris baal, right? That what gives you a muchzakus. So now. So we said, so we built from here. This is the beginning, this is the backbone to understanding the chalukah of the Mishnah. Because Enoch Hanami, he's toifes, and he has a tfisa that could, in theory, be oile for the whole talis. Right? But when he says no to his chaver, chatsi shelcha, I'm only even tining half, so his tfisa on the other half isn't klum. So he doesn't have a muchzakas on that. Right? He has no tfisa on that. He's got nothing to build on that. Because of his taina, even though he's doing a maisa, a pe'ula that's holding on to the whole talis, zelo alelo klum, right? Because he's just said half of it is yours. Elo what? Where's his tfisa chal? Only on the second half. But on that second half, there's another person, right? That's also tofus on that because the other mandama says kula shali, and that builds a muchzakus of 3/4 and a quarter, right? Yeah, but that's what we explained in Asher. Let me just say that, right?
The other person isn't holding his half. The other person is only holding half, and he's holding half. He's taking home the other person. On your half, the other person isn't touching your half of the talis, unless you have to say the other person holding 3/4.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Tosis says what under your hand is yours. So only your half of the talis, the half of the talis I'm holding is mine.
The other
guy's gonna have a tefisa on my half of the talis.
No, it's they're not. We're not in a case of. Zetofus at Chumakam Yudas. They're both holding on to the Karkashta. That's what we're dealing with.
They're both holding on to
the Karkashta. Right, okay. So now, so in other words, what was the site that we wanted to build over here? The Muchzakas is a built thing. Muchzakas is built from the whole picture. Okay? Now, says Rabbah Be'er, now bearing this in mind, let's understand what Rabbah, now I'll tell you what Rabbah Be'er says. Now, Rabbah Be'er wants to say that when this is the pirush of what Reb Chaim says. Let's say a guy comes in and he's holding on to something. And the other person isn't even being toifus. And one says, this is mine, right? And the other person, the Baal Prukta says, well, it's mine. It's mine. No, it's mine. Right, yeah? No, it's mine. Says Rabbah Be'er, why does the other person win? You know, so again, I'm holding on to this, right? The other person says, no, it's mine, right? We say, I'm Motzmech Haveri Lava Raya, right? And Mimela, the person that is holding, will win. Says Rabbah Be'er, why? Is that because Ein Safik Motzmi Devadai? Right? Yeah, is that the reason? Right? Is that the reason? The guy's holding it, he's got a Vadai Chelik in the thing, right? And the other guy is coming to say, Ulai, I'm claiming that I also have. By us, that's a suffix. Maybe yes, maybe no. But I'm right? Is that what that means? Right? Says Rabbah Be'er, lo. That's not what that means. That is not the pshat. Right? Says the other guy is also making a tainus vadai. He's not suffix and vadai. Who says it's mine? Kulushali. He's also tainus vadai. Elowad. Because the other person is being muhzuk, so then we don't see a suffix left on enu. We see that one guy is being muhzuk, the other guy is not muhzuk. Shalom balon, as they say, right? Yeah, go home, have a nice day. Yeah, okay. Now says Rabbah Be'er, but Osa Dimyun.
Since they're both one of those muhzuk, we don't see a time.
One's muhzuk. One is coming and saying, okay, it's mine. Yafema oz, amotzi mevavera lavaraya. Bye bye. It's not in suffix moiti midei
vadai. We don't see a
tain
as well.
Yeah, we don't see a tain over here. You have a raya. If you have a raya, come bring us a raya. If not, have a nice day. Go have some pizza, right? Yeah, and try again. Right? Okay. Now, says Rabbah Be'er, voice of dimyun. That's how you have to understand what in suffix moiti midei vadai means. Suffix moiti midei vadai says like this. When I have two people coming to claim, and one has a tainus vadai, right, on the mammon in question, and the other one has a tainus ulai yeshli mammon, right? You can't ask, avalhu muchzak. No. We're dealing with a higher level over here. We're dealing with something that builds the muchzakas over here. If someone has a bari and someone has a shema, right? Someone has a shema, his words are, yeah, everyone, you read the words. It's not briyut, it's bariyut, right? Yeah, his, you all read briyut, right? Yeah, right? It's a health, nothing to do with health, right? It's his bariyut, right? His bariyut, his vadaos claim to the money, puts us in a situation where we're not even mityaches to the other guy. This guy's coming with a proper claim. You're coming with an ulai ve'ulai ve'ulai, ulai ada shamayim. We don't see a safek lefaneinu. So in other words, what Rabbah Be is saying over here, ein safek motzi midevadai creates a vadaos lefaneinu. In other words, that you can't ask, it's a silly question. Right, it's a silly question, says Rabbi Obed, to say, if someone is Motzim is a Vadai, oh, but what, he's a Taifas, he's a Muxak. No. So this is the whole point. So the whole Yisoid over here is that if we could apply Ein Safek Motzim is a Vadai over here, one person would have a Vadai claim to the Talis, because we know that the Talis Bekum to him, that means that it comes to him, right, he has a claim to this Talis. The other person, Ulai has a Chelik in the Talis. These are unequal claims. Anachnu lo reim po safek. Ata vadai. Yesh lecha po taina. Ata lech. Right? You can't build a muchzakas like that. We only see one mandama over here. Right? That's what Rabbi Bar wants to say over here. An unbelievable yesoid. So in other words, this is why I wanted to bring what we were talking about before. Because again, you see this yesoid from what Rabbi Bar is saying over here. Muchzakas, it's not pshat muchzakas. Ata tofes, it's in your hands. Ata muchzak. It depends. What's your taina? What's the situation? What's going on? What's the full picture over here? Right? When you come and you say, ta vadai, the other person, even if you're toifes, but it's ulai, you don't build a muchzakas from that. Right? Yeah? Elowot comes, now, that's where Tos is coming from in his kasha. So you ask, oh, but Anan Sahadi, am I the toughest the headache? No. In as much as there'll be en safek motzi mide vadai, en lo muchzakut. Right? Because the other guy's a vadai. Anachnu lo rebo safek, ha motzi mechavera lava raya. Bye. Right? Yeah? Elowot, says Tosfos, Elowot, no, but here's the point. What does Tosfos say? No, but you can't apply the klal of Ein Safek Motzi Midevadai. That's the answer of Tosfos, like what we said by the Chem de Shloma. Yeah? The answer of Tosfos is yeah, but the klal doesn't apply over here. Because he only has a vadai on half the talis. He doesn't have a vadai on the other half of the talis. On that other half of the talis, it's be'emeta safek, just like in the ratio of the Mishnah. So the klal doesn't apply over here. But lu yitzur, the klal would apply. So then it's an illegal move. It's an invalid question, right? To ask, oh, but Anan Sahadi, we're dealing with a level before then. We're building the muchzakas over here. And in as much as one has a tainus vadai and one has a tainus safek, Ein safek motzi mide vadai says ata vadai po ata hamuchzak. Yeah. Okay. All right. That's what Rav Baruch Be'er wants to be mechadish to us over here. Okay.
All right. Why is claiming half of a chefta a tiny suffix? Meaning he's vada on what he wants. Why that gets a shame? Tiny suffix.
You're right. No. Wait. No. Also in Kudoshli Kudoshli, it's a tiny suffix, right? But the point is that now, when someone has been moided to half, right? When someone has been moided to half, so his claim now isn't just the title. Yeah, it's been validated.
The full thing.
Well, that's the answer, not the full thing. No, but that's exactly what Tosis' answer is. No, okay, you've got your validation on this bit, but not that bit. So you don't say it's something what's your vaday, right? That's exactly the answer. Remember, this is to explain what was the havamin of Tosis, because we're asking now on the ritvas. Rabbi, and what's the obvious question on all of this? Right, niflaim rabenu. Well, what's the Ritva holding? Yeah, right. The Ritva is obviously arguing with this, so I'll leave that for the Olam to say a chabura on. Right? Yeah. Okay. But this is what Rav Baruch Be'er builds for us. Okay. So again, so the cloud that we've seen over here is that this there's something which is called the mechzakas is built. Mechzakas is something that comes out from the picture of Ba'ofen Klali. Okay, Rabbi Sai. Okay, I think that's enough for this Tosfos. I want the Olam to go weiter. Now, I just want to tell the Olam what you should do. I want the Olam to see Gemara Rashi, until the end of the Moira Heters, yeah, until Eimer Lloyd Sricha, yeah. See Gemara Rashi Tosfos still there. Now, Rabbi Sai,
where is that?
Until Amabez, right? Until Tzricha, right? About seven lines down from the top of the page. Now, I'm just going to give everyone a heads up, right? Okay, there's two things that we would perhaps want to just discuss at least briefly by Thursday. Is the Gemara has a whole Havamina over here that maybe you'd be koine with Re'iyah. How does that work? Why would Re'iyah be koine? That's one issue. Now the other major issue over here is the bottom Rashi on the page, right? Rashi over here discusses what would be the case in Ani Araktia. Now Lamispainen, if you think carefully, this Rashi is massively revealing. This is one of the Rayas, right? This is one of the Rayas that Rashi learns al derech the riva, if you remember, not like that, but al derech the riva, lo mamash hariva, right? Yeah, okay. So now I want the Olam to think about that. Now, and again, another heads up: if you want to understand where the machlokas of Rashi and the riva is, right? You have to see the end of that Tosfos again in Bava Basra. See that Tosfos, the end of that Tosfos, good, and we'll come out with the machloka. We'll come up with big machlokas between Rashi and the Riva on how to understand the suffix of our Mishnah. Okay, all right. Ad kam, Rabbi Sai. Shkoyeh.